two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleos, in for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and a very nice 84 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Frustration is growing for investigators and the family of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. During a press conference, family and officers say Gabby could be anywhere. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Gabby Petito's father, Joseph, says he's pleading for any kind of help he can get from the friends and family of person of interest, Brian Laundrie. He also promoted a nationwide tip line for information to find his daughter, saying literally nothing else matters.
This girl right here, this is what matters. That is it.
Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison says there aren't any search crews looking for Petito yet, since they're not sure exactly where to look.
Right now, we're still trying to narrow down geographic areas.
On Wednesday, Petito's stepfather and a family friend posted flyers around Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming as they search for any clues to her whereabouts. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
As the search for Gabby ramps up in Wyoming, KSL TV's Garna Mejia has been speaking with her parents and continues our team coverage.
Family had kind of hinted briefly yesterday that they were told by law enforcement to just kind of, you know, let them work in their area, whatever area that is. I am now learning that there could be a specific area that they're looking at.
Garna tells KSL's Davin Dujanovic the family does feel confident after multiple people told them they saw her at the park. In the days leading up to her disappearance, Gabby had video chats with her family in late August and then only text messages. Family attorney Richard Stafford says they are suspicious of those texts.
The Petito and Schmidt family don't believe that message was sent from Gabby.
Laundrie returned to their Florida home without her on September 1st. She was reported missing by her family 10 days later. The Grand County Sheriff's Office isn't ruling out anything in their investigation into the double homicide of Kylan Schulte and Crystal Michelle Turner. In a statement from the office, they say they will actively look into any connection between Gabby Petito and the newlywed couple. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. 6 months after the American Rescue Plan became law, what money has gone out and where has it gone? ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with details.
The Biden administration says the Treasury Department has disbursed $700 billion of the $1 trillion in spending that department oversees from the American Rescue Plan. That's the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan the president signed into law 6 months ago. The administration says of that $700 billion put out, $400 billion went to stimulus checks, $46 billion to expanded child tax credits, $5 billion for emergency rental assistance, and $240 billion for state and local governments. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Utah is receiving most payments from Biden's child tax credit. The state, known for larger families and younger population, averaged monthly payments of $515. Idaho had the second highest average at $465 per month. President Biden talked up his infrastructure package at the White House today. He says he's getting pushback from Republicans who voted for the previous administration's tax cuts for the wealthy.
These are the same folks who just 4 years ago passed the Trump tax cut, totaling almost 2
$6 trillion in tax cuts, a giant giveaway to the largest corporations in the top 1%. And listen to this. Almost none of that $2 trillion tax cut was paid for. It just ballooned the federal deficit.
The president says his infrastructure plan will end up paying for itself over time. A new poll shows we don't really trust that our personal information is safe online. The AP NORC poll shows about half of Americans believe their private text conversations lack security, and they're even less confident about the security of their social media activity or physical location. Provo High School is clear after being on lockdown for over an hour this afternoon. Around 12:30, a student reported seeing two men arguing at one of them allegedly had a gun. Provo police tweeted the school was immediately put on lockdown and students were evacuated. No one was injured during the incident and both the men were located. Police are still investigating at the high school.
Christmas tree.
A spooky season is right around the corner, but that means it's time to get out the Christmas decorations. This year, wow, what a weird thing to talk about this time of year. This year could be more important than ever to decorate early with high shipping costs and supply chain bottleneck. Spencer Brains at Modern Display in Salt Lake City explains what they are facing.
Typically, we pay anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000 per container to get it from China to our door here in Utah, and this year it's going to be anywhere from $19,000 to $26,000 per container.
He says when you see the store get Christmas stuff on the shelves, you better buy it now instead of waiting. Ricky Meese, any big traffic problems?
We've had an accident on northbound I-15 just after 33rd South. Now, it is in the final cleanup stages, and it's out of traffic on the right. But we still have some heavy traffic backing into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, we're going to tell you a little bit about the original millennials. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.